You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is eCommerce Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to eCommerce Radio, your EPN channel, where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores. Whether it's the latest tools, e-commerce platforms, or marketing techniques, this is where we talk about how to have a successful e-commerce experience. At the age of 23, Mr. Kevin Zhang successfully built a global e-commerce business that generated $20 million in sales in his first year as an entrepreneur. Starting everything with only $3,000 saved from a summer job, Kevin is now an expert at building infrastructure and scaling successful e-commerce businesses at a rapid pace. Mr. Zhang, thanks so much for joining us here today on eCommerce Radio.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm really excited to share my story and any insights and tips that I can give to both newcomers in the e-commerce space, as well as experienced entrepreneurs.
And of course, we're certainly looking forward to hearing all the details on this journey and some inside scoops as well. So if you would, for starters, Kevin, describe your business and what is it that you do?
Yeah, so I essentially run an e-commerce business. It started off dropshipping, like most people that enter e-commerce. But, you know, as we achieved scale, we were able to acquire our suppliers. So we have a full team down in China that does all of our manufacturing and procurement. It's definitely led to a lot of improvements in logistics and product quality. So long story short, what we do is I sell e-commerce products on the internet, started off dropshipping. Like most people do when they enter in e-commerce, but something we've been able to do is actually set up the infrastructure so we have manufacturing and procurement in China. So, you know, obviously a large improvement in product quality. All of our items are branded now. We mainly play in the male fashion, accessories and apparel space. So what we do is we figure out different types of male fashion niches that could do very well, from, you know, tactical clothing to cycling clothing to clothing for boxers, you name it, you know, all of these niches. And all of our products are branded, higher quality than what you would find on AliExpress. And we've sold $20 million in sales in our first year, expecting a really strong second year as well. We've got a global team of 50 plus employees that will all work remotely that really fuel our organization. We've sold to over 250,000 customers in 20 plus countries. Aside from running my own e-commerce businesses, I also provide strategic advice to individuals and organizations that are very serious about improving digital strategy. And then lastly, I'm very passionate about e-commerce education. I started a movement called Generation E, which is sort of a counter push to all of the gurus and, you know, false experts that sort of peddle these very overpriced courses. Many of the times when they don't even have experience themselves, you know, there's a saying that if you can't do it, you teach it, right? Which is really problematic for me, given the way I started in e-commerce. I didn't have the money to spend on a course. And if I had used, you know, the $3,000 I had on a course that was a scam, I would have never been where I am here today. So in Generation E, we do things a little differently. We provide all of our educational content absolutely for free. And then we don't make a return on educating students until we actually invest in their businesses. So in this model, we don't win until our students win, and then we don't make any money until our students make money. So that's me in a gist.
It is most impressive what you've been able to experience at such a young age, and not making light of that at all. Really impressive in the successful journey you've experienced up to date. Now, how were you able to build a business that generated $20 million in its first year with only $3,000 of starting capital?
Yeah, so I think the biggest thing that set my team and I apart from everyone else is not that we're better at Facebook ad strategy than everyone else, where we're pretty good. You know, it's not that we're better at making creatives than everyone else, or it's not that we make more beautiful websites than anyone else. I think the biggest thing is that I was really purposeful in focusing on infrastructure. If you think about infrastructure, it brings you a few big advantages. One is it really frees up your time. If you think about it, you can choose to scale one website and spend all of your time on that website and get it marginally better and better and better. Or if you have enough time, because a lot of your processes are automated and you have very talented people around you, you can choose to spend your time scaling up five different websites, right? So biggest thing is I've freed up a lot of my time. I have such a talented team around me that in the day-to-day operations of my business, I actually don't have to spend that much time with it, right? So have a great COO that essentially handles all the operations, have a great customer support manager, so I rarely even have to think about our customer support. Have a great finance team that figures out all of our cash flow, all of our financial issues, great legal team to make sure that we're fully compliant, make sure that no one's knocking us off. Great team on the ground in China that handles manufacturing and procurement. So my day is really, really spent on growth, right? And the moment you're able to do that with your time, the moment the founder or sort of leader of the organization is able to spend his or her time on the value add activities, not sort of waiting around in the weeds and the grassroots, that really brings a lot of scale, right? Number two is we've been very, very purposeful and sort of doing things differently from most people that start off dropshipping or are selling products from China. We have a very good customer support policy. We offer very lenient returns and exchanges. We have 8-hour response time, 24/7 customer support, and this has made us a lot more sustainable. So a lot of e-commerce businesses, they'll do $1 million, $2 million in their first month or two, but then they get hit with a lot of chargebacks. Payment processors don't want to work with them, or Facebook throttles their performance because, customer feedback isn't where it needs to be. They have a lot of terrible reviews on the internet. You name it, right? A lot of reasons why businesses slow down. We took a lot of time and resources and sacrificed a lot of our bottom line to make sure that, hey, we're doing something that's not only going to be very profitable and it's going to scale, but it's also very, very sustainable. So the combination of automating as much as possible so I can focus my time on high growth activities, and then making sure everything we build is not only highly profitable but also very, very sustainable, is the reason why I think we hit that $20 million mark in our first year. When so many people get off to a hot start like we do but can't sustain it for whatever reason, or they get that hot start on one site or one part of their business and just that consumes all of their time, right? So that's sort of the secret sauce in my story.
I certainly appreciate the information there, and a lot to be learned on how you responded to that question. No doubt about that. Now, Facebook and payment processors have been cracking down on merchants that sell directly to consumers from China. How has this impacted your business? Get into some of those details.
Yeah, so I learned this lesson the hard way very early on. And that, one of my earliest successes actually got throttled by Facebook because of customer feedback. And I made it very purposeful after that first hurdle that, hey, this is a problem I never want to deal with again. It's kind of sad, but I think a lot of people in the e-commerce space, when they get faced with something like that, what they immediately think about is like, okay, how can I circumvent these regulations, right? Like, how can I sort of play under the radar, or is there a hack to getting rid of this customer feedback, or is like a small trick that I can make to make sure I can keep doing the things I'm doing, but this time, not get screwed over for it. Well, that's the wrong approach, right? Because at the end of the day, Facebook has a strong incentive to keep bad merchants off the internet. Payment processors have a strong incentive to keep bad merchants off the internet. If you're giving your products to customers in 30 days and, many times of terrible quality, like, you shouldn't be selling on the internet, right? You're making the internet a more dangerous and less friendly place for new consumers. So fighting against it and still maintaining your practices is just a terrible approach. So as soon as I learned the hard way, I was very conscious in building the infrastructure necessary to meet the demands and expectations of my customers. So one thing is, I play in apparel and accessories, right? I standardize US sizing, right? So I make sure all of my items, even if they resemble the ones on AliExpress, that first of all, the sizing is completely different. It's not going to be Asian sizing. It's going to be American sizing. Next thing I did was increase product quality. I'm very, very meticulous in monitoring things that are going on in my business. So we keep track of every single complaint that customers give us, and we log it to the specific product that it's related to. So then we have analytics saying, hey, this particular jacket is too small, or this particular jacket is just terrible quality. And what we do is we have the capability, because I have a team on the ground in China, to then procure a higher quality jacket that's identical in appearance but just a lot sturdier, or even make it from scratch, right? So now product quality has been solved. And then logistically, we can reach any country in the world basically within 10 to 12 days. And what I found is that most consumers are not that upset if you deliver their product within 10 days. It's not Amazon Prime, but you know, they're pretty happy because they're getting a bargain from a price perspective. And if you're very transparent to them and they get their product within, you know, a week or a week and a half, you know, they're fairly content. So how has this whole crackdown affected me? It's actually been a huge blessing because I can feel competitors exiting the market. People that were in my niches, people that were selling similar things, I've literally seen them disappear. And I remember a big crackdown moment was in March of 2019. And then also May of 2019, there were two big waves of customer feedback updates. And honestly, I saw my cost of advertising decrease and I saw my conversion rates go up. And it really is sort of the fruit or the rewards of the fact that my team and I were so proactive early on. And infrastructure is just something that's not very sexy, right? Everyone wants to worry about sales. Everyone wants to hear those notifications on Shopify, you know, those cha-chings. Everyone likes that. That's fun, right? Getting sales is fun. Building infrastructure isn't fun, but it's necessary. And I think we built infrastructure better than everyone else in the game. And that's why we stick longer than everyone else. And also, you know, that's why when everyone else exits because of payment processors or Facebook issues, we become stronger than ever before. So our sales are picking up when most people are posting on those online groups like, hey, I got banned. What do I do? What do I do? And it's like, hey, what did you expect was going to happen? Obviously, Facebook is going to tighten their standards every single year. They want to make their platform safer for consumers.
A wealth and a truckload of information to learn from. Really appreciate your insight and input so far. Today we're joined by Kevin Zhang, a serial e-commerce entrepreneur who has successfully built multiple seven-figure brands here on E-Commerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Kevin, what would you say differentiates you from all the other e-commerce players? And again, how have you been able to achieve the results that you have so far?
Yeah, I just think I focus on the thing that people don't like focusing on, right? Everyone is so meticulous and obsessed with ad strategy and you know, creatives and sort of the frontline stuff. You know, everyone's so obsessed with optimizing their algorithm or their approach to Facebook ads to get that marginal performance or tweaking their website 1,000 times to get that 0.1% increase in conversion rate. For me, it's I get to an answer that's good enough. You know, it's scaling. It's doing a lot of sales, it's very profitable, and I move on to the next concept. And I focus a lot of time, again, on infrastructure, right? The backbone of my business. So if you think about it, I can give you sort of how our pipeline works. You know, me and my partner, we think about a concept, right? So let's say we decide, all right, I think that athleisure is a good place to play in, and let's give this a shot. The moment we think of athleisure as a concept, after that, we have a team that can fully source products, right? We have a team that can fully clean all the images, make custom images for our website. We have a team that builds that website, and then we have a team that can make those creatives, right? So then all we did was plant a concept, and all of a sudden our infrastructure is able to turn that concept into an actual reality, right? An actual thing that we can hit market with and test. So imagine if every single month we're launching, you know, as many as 3 to 5 different concepts or different websites every single month, I would say our success rate is around 20%. So we fail a lot more than we succeed. And I would say this is a big lesson in e-commerce is that you will fail a lot more than you succeed. So for all of you newbies that are on your first site and it's not going well, you know, don't think like, oh, dropshipping or e-commerce is dead, I'm just going to leave. It takes multiple hits, right? Even today, a year and $20 million in sales of experience, we're still failing 80% of the time. But we just take so many shots that eventually they stick, right? So that's what differentiates me from the other players is that I really spend my time on high-value ad activities, things that no one else in my organization can really do. The moment I think someone in my organization can do what I'm already doing – just as well or even better, I automate it so I can free up my own time, right? So this sort of freeing up my schedule to focus on high value add activities and infrastructure that's able to pump out new concepts at a rapid pace and execute it very, very in a very, very good way. Those two pieces are the reason why we hit $20 million in sales in our first year. And I'm expecting, you know, close to 30 in our second year or even 40. Numbers are looking great so far. So that's what differentiates us.
Well, your success is certainly inspirational and motivational. We can't thank you enough for taking a moment to share some of the details with us here today on eCommerce Radio. As we conclude, if you had one piece of advice to new entrepreneurs that are interested in e-commerce, what would that be?
Yeah, I think the big thing is just feel really, really excited and blessed that you're in this moment in history, right? Like, a year ago, I was $3,000 in credit card debt and I had no income and I was just grinding out sites after sites and I was learning and learning. And you know, now a year later, my life has completely transformed and my story just isn't possible if not for the crazy world that we live in. If you think about it, like global markets and technology have intersected in this perfect storm to provide so much opportunity. Like you can advertise anywhere in the world on Facebook and your dollar spent is as good as Coca-Cola and Pepsi's dollars spent, right? If they decide to spend a dollar on ads and you spend a dollar on ads, Facebook doesn't bias and treat them better, right? So it's kind of a crazy world we're living in, and there's so much opportunity, and it's so new that even at 23, you can become an expert in something, and even in a year, you can become an expert in something. So if you're a newcomer, just really, if you really want this, and you really believe this is something you're passionate about, something you're interested in, just know that it can completely change your life. So my big piece of advice is just keep fighting for it, right? Keep hustling and don't get discouraged by these failures. Every failure you make is a huge learning opportunity. Every time you try out a new Facebook ad strategy and it doesn't work, remember that. Log it. Write it down. So the next time around, you're not going to make the same mistake. Every time you make a mistake operationally with your business, write it down and learn from it. And, you know, it took me around 2 months and a lot of money lost before I even made my first profitable day. But the moment things start clicking and you start figuring things out, it just, you know, it just doesn't stop. It snowballs and snowballs, and you're going to eventually see the success that you've been always wanting. So that's my biggest piece of advice for everyone out there.
Again, Kevin, thanks so much for joining us here today on eCommerce Radio, and I'm sure listeners want to know how they can get more information on what you're doing, on yourself, and your brands that you've built. Where's the best place to get further details?
Yeah, definitely. So for all of you guys that want to, you know, follow my journey, or you have any questions for me, I'm super, super transparent. I respond to everyone that messages me. That's just the type of entrepreneur I want to be. You can follow me on Instagram. It's just Kevin Zhang Official. So Kevin, Zhang Official. And then if you want to check out, you know, things I'm working on or even work with me, or, you know, if you're interested in sort of having me coach you or anything like that, or find out more about me in my education group, just go to kevinzhang.com. It's Kevin, Zhang.com.
Good enough. Kevin, all the best. Keep doing what you're doing because it's certainly working. And thanks for joining us once again here on eCommerce Radio.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much. You have a great rest of your day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Kevin Zhang, a serial e-commerce entrepreneur who has successfully built multiple seven-figure brands. And for all the details and for contact, visit kevinzhang.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to eCommerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to eCommerce Radio. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.